A couple of years ago, I heard a man named Bill Golderer give a talk that I will probably never forget. He's the founder of a place called Broad Street Ministry in Philadelphia that feeds hungry and homeless people. But instead of running a soup kitchen, he calls what they do dinner parties. There are invitations, tablecloths, and servers, and it's all about the fact that it's one thing to help feed a hungry body, but another to help nourish a person. Because while bodies deserve food, people deserve dignity. Here's Bill with a story that just seems right, especially for this time of year.
I've been thinking a lot about the power of invitation. My son recently started a new school, and if you remember what that was like, the most important thing you can do is try to fit in. And he was anxious, understandably, and trying to make a friend. That space between stranger and friend was collapsed by one child in particular, who on the first week of school stuck a piece of paper in my son's hand that basically invited him to his birthday party. My son came home a different child than when he left the house. He was changed because of the power of this invitation from this perfect stranger to him. And then I thought to myself, how generous or withholding am I in my own practice of extending and receiving invitations? That's become the central emphasis of the work at Broad Street Ministry in Center City, Philadelphia, which day to day welcomes 9,000 individuals who are told in subtle and overt ways that their presence is not welcome pretty much anywhere. The heart of the work at Broad Street Ministry finds its roots in that experience that my son had that was so transformational. One day, a group of us were thinking about what this power that invitation has. And so we came up with a really strange but also powerful idea, as it turned out. We decided to throw what has now become known as Philadelphia's most dangerous dinner party that has at its root a holy indiscriminacy as to how we invite people to be a part of it. Members of the community went out into the streets, into the banking corridor, into legal buildings, into government buildings, but also into public parks, skate parks, and places where all kinds of people gather for all kinds of reasons. And each person carried a handwritten invitation to a dinner party where anyone and everyone was invited. People who were used to being invited to things all the time looked a bit askance sometimes at this invitation that came from nowhere. You could almost read their faces. What's the catch here? And yet, the opposite experience read across the faces of those for whom invitations are more rare. We throw these dinner parties every single day of the week now. It has caused many of us to ask if there were more ways that we could be more generous in the invitations we extend and the invitations we accept, when you see not just the transformation that others experience by attending these dinner parties, but also how we ourselves are transformed in this radical expression of hospitality. Nowhere was that more in evidence than on this one particular dinner party when a couple that I've come to know over the years, named Brian and Anna, approached me and said, could we sit down and have a brief conversation? Now, I had known that Brian and Anna had met at the community. They quickly fell in love. And so when we sat down, I kind of had a sense of where this was going. Anna spoke first. Bill, we wanted to know if you would do us the honor of presiding at our wedding ceremony. So without thinking, I whipped out my phone and opened the calendar app. Brian looked at me and said, Bill, actually, you won't need that calendar. And we thought it would be magical if in the middle of the next Philadelphia's Most Dangerous Dinner Party, if our wedding could break out right in the middle. So on that next Saturday, I saw Brian dressed in a tuxedo, looking incredibly handsome and incredibly polished. But I didn't see Anna anywhere until I looked to the back of the room, and there was Anna in her abuela's wedding dress. She was an incredible vision of what this wedding was going to be. So I went into the middle of the room. I said, "Friends, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to gather around, for our friends, Brian and Anna, are to be married today, and they wanted you all to be a part of it." And they were married right there in the middle of Philadelphia's Most Dangerous Dinner Party. But that wasn't the most powerful part. After the ceremony had concluded, I caught out of the corner of my eye the figure of a person who I'll call Dwayne. Dwayne had been coming to these dinner parties for a couple of years now. He had struggled with addiction and hunger and homelessness, and he at first was very suspicious of the motivations behind these dinner parties. But on the day of the wedding, Dwayne walked up to Anna and said, "I want you to know how very pleased I was to be able to be in attendance at your wedding ceremony today. You can't know how much it meant to me to be included and invited. For reasons I well understand, my own daughter did not invite me to her wedding. I've made a terrible mess of my life. But by being invited here, I feel, in some ways, whole again." Friends, at this time of year where it seems like we are barraged by all manner of invitations, things that we are expected to attend and things we feel pressure to invite others to, I wonder if you might not take a minute and reflect on whether or not you might have just a little bit more space in your life to extend an invitation to someone who is unsuspecting, because in so doing, you might transform someone's life.
Bill Golderer is a senior pastor at the Arch Street Presbyterian Church and is the founder of Broad Street Ministry in Center City, Philadelphia. And that's our show for the week. Please join us again next week, and I'll be back at the end of the year for Lynn's farewell show. Until then, let me wish you and yours lovely holidays.